It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Books and music normally round out the program, and today the story is of an author, to be precise, a 27-year-old novelist named Amanda Hocking. She grew up in the small town of Austin, Minnesota.
Which is known for spam.
Spam, as in the food, not in the email spam.
No, we invented spam.
The original spam.
Yeah, the meat.
Her dad was a truck driver, her mom a waitress. Now, even as a very young child, Amanda Hocking had always been a kind of natural storyteller, especially when it came to fantasy stories, stories about dragons and unicorns and pirates. And
there's like my mom has a tape from when I was like 2 years old talking with my grandma, telling her a story that's really elaborate about like werewolves or wolves and I don't know, something.
Now, Hocking has no formal training as a writer, which is what makes her story, as you'll hear, even more incredible. She's done 2 semesters at the local community college, and in her early 20s, she started to write novels at night. And in the daytime, she worked at a group home for disabled people.
I loved my job, but I really wasn't making very much money doing it. I'd always written. I always wanted to be published, but I think at that point I was like, I need to really focus in and do this. I want to make this happen.
So she quit to pursue her dream. Now, this was back in 2008, and Hocking had almost a dozen novels on her computer. So she sent manuscripts to more than 50 literary agents.
I was getting a lot of just kind of form rejections, like, sorry.
One after another.
Sorry, it's not right for us kind of thing.
She started to wonder whether the problem was the kind of fiction she was writing. Maybe she thought it was too dark, too intense.
I kind of reevaluated myself, and I reevaluated what was popular and kind of looked at what I really felt were my strengths. I went to Walmart and I was looking at all the best-selling titles I had, and I knew I'm not kind of a James Patterson type writer. I knew I couldn't write thrillers.
But there was another genre she thought she could handle, paranormal romance.
Paranormal romance is any kind of fantasy element, like witches, vampires, just combined with a love story. This genre really stuck out to me. And I read the books and I really enjoyed them, and I thought it was something that I should try.
Amanda went home and began to write her first paranormal romance in 15 days. She wrote and rewrote, edited and re-edited, but still, no one was interested in publishing the book. So on a whim, she decided to self-publish a few of her books online for anyone to download, and she waited.
They actually started selling, I think, relatively well, like 2 or 3 books a day, and it went that way for a while. Then it was about June, it really kind of exploded. I had started talking to bloggers and book reviewers, and I had started getting some reviews on Amazon. And I think I sold like 6,000 books that month or something. It was like a pretty dramatic jump.
By August, you were making $9,000 a month. I read that in the previous year, you had made about $18,000 in the whole year.
Yeah, I think I'd actually made like a little less than that. So it was a big leap from what I was used to.
Last fall, Amanda Hocking joined an elite literary club alongside 11 other authors, including James Patterson, Stieg Larsson, and Nora Roberts, when she sold her 1 millionth book for the Amazon Kindle. She's made $2 million this way. Movie rights for her works have been optioned, and eventually those publishing companies came around, tail between their legs. She signed a multi-million dollar deal with St. Martin's Press, and her first printed book, called Switched, is out now.
It's still totally unreal when I think about it. It feels so weird to be able to just kind of buy things when I want them or need them.
What's the most outrageous thing you bought?
I bought a replica of Han Solo in carbonite from Star Wars.
How much was it?
It was almost $7,000.
So wait, where is that? That's in your house?
Yeah, I've got a room in my basement that I call a movie room, but it's just a living room in the basement. He just kind of stands there and I admire him. So
yeah. Fair enough. You deserve it. You worked hard for it, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Switched. This is your first published book. Tell me what the story is about.
It's young adult paranormal romance, and it's about a teenage girl who, when she was 6, her mother tried to kill her because she was convinced that she was a monster. And when she grows up, she comes to discover that she was switched out for a human baby, and she's actually a troll.
And she's a good troll or a bad one?
Well, I think she's a good troll. The term that I used in the book is trill, which is based on Scandinavian folklore. They have folklore, they're saying that trolls are really beautiful, but they're cunning and manipulative. I'm also from southern Minnesota, where there's a lot of Scandinavian heritage there, too. So it all kind of ties in together.
I read that it takes you, on average, about 2 to 4 weeks to actually write a novel, which sounds remarkably fast.
Yeah. Before I sit down to write, I've thought about it for a long time, and I've outlined it. So then when I sit down to write, it's like 8 to 12 hours a day I spend writing, and then I finish a book.
Here's a question. I mean, you turned this industry upside down by going the e-books route. You made a lot of money. Why even bother putting it into a paper form?
There are a couple of reasons. E-books are taking up more of the market, but it's still somewhere between like 10 and 30% of the market. But also, I was kind of overwhelmed with the amount of work that I had to do that wasn't writing a book. I was writing more when I worked a day job than when I was writing full-time because of how much time I devote to the whole publishing part.
You are in New York now
for
a rash of interviews and appearances, a lot of publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been difficult? Is it getting easier?
I think it gets easier the more you kind of do it. It gets easier to do. I try not to think about it too much, really. If they say, like, you're going to do an interview with somebody or you're going to do this, I just go, okay, that's what I do now, and just kind of accept it and not think about how bizarre it is that I'm in New York doing a bunch of interviews.
What's the best advice you've received from people?
I don't know. The best advice I got was before I started publishing, I saw a video of Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 talking, and he said that it's not enough to have a passion. You have to have a work ethic, because I had a passion for writing, and I know a lot of other people do, too. But it's not enough to just want something. You have to be able to work for it, too, and put in the hours and the time. And I think that's really changed the way that I view my life and the way I treat the things that I want.
That's Amanda Hocking. Her first printed book is called Switched. It's in bookstores and online right now. Amanda Hocking, thank you, and congratulations on your success. What an amazing story.
Thank you.